This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is always an honor to have our next guest on the show from NESN and occasionally this season on WEEI during Red Sox broadcasts. It is Lou Merlone. Hey, Lou.
Hey, guys. How we all doing?
Well, not as good as you. You're killing it on the broadcast.
Yep.
Unbelievable job.
It's so fun. I have fun. I mean, it's, you know what? It's funny. We were talking about the other day, all these close games, like, they're fun. You know, the good games to call, they're exciting.
Yeah.
But they're not coming out on the right end of them. It'd be a lot nicer if you walked out of there with a win, right? But
yeah.
They're still, like they're fun games. It's just, you know, they're not winning enough right now.
Well, they've won four of the last six and can win back-to-back series with a win tonight.
Yep.
And are you feeling like the momentum thing is always interesting to me? Are you feeling like, you know, being around the team, any kind of change there?
No, I still think they're sort of searching for that, you know, because momentum, and they say this in baseball all the time, is just only as good as a starting pitcher. And Giolito last night ran with it. I mean, he was fantastic. You know, he's had, that was like his fourth one of those. It's just that there's been four other ones that haven't been so good, right? So it's really about Walker Buehler. Like, can he come out and do a similar thing to Giolito? Get through the first inning, which has been an issue, throw strikes, attack, be the aggressor, and then, you know, give time for these bats to wake up, which they have been here recently. So it's one of these things in baseball. You want a ball game, you go to bed, and you're like, yeah, hopefully we can get off to a good start here tomorrow.
You were talking about it last night while I was watching, and Giolito got up to 96 on the fastball,
yeah,
and it was over 50% of the pitches that he threw. So it seems like maybe he can kind of turn his focus there pitch selection-wise and turn things around for himself,
yeah,
as well.
Hopefully, you know, because he's starting to see a lot of people with it. You know, Weissert's been throwing great lately. He's been leaning on his fastball. I feel like Whitlock has been leaning on it. We know what Chapman does. We know what Crochet does, and Giolito last night leaned on it because there's just some things in baseball never going to change. I don't care what era we're in or whatever, but, like, everything plays off the fastball, and you can't just trick your way through six innings. You can't come out and just throw a bunch of off-speed pitches and try to get through six innings. It's got to be fastball. It's got to locate. You got to establish it, because if you do that, and I'm a hitter, and I know you're spotting it and has a good one, have a good one, then I'm going to change, you know, chase the slider off the plate, the changeup down. But if you can't locate, if you got a bad fastball, I'm going to be sitting on your soft stuff because I know eventually I'm going to get one over the middle of the plate.
Lou, you bring up Chapman, and I know yesterday you were saying we need more games where you're getting a win with only using three pitchers.
Yeah.
Last week we talked to Craig Breslow, and I asked why pull him after one inning, eight pitches, when he was throwing pretty well. And
yeah,
he said, well, that's who he is. That's what he's always been. How do you change that mentality? If they're pitching well, why not keep them out there? Why do you have to pull them after one inning?
Well, I just think with him, you know, a closer, he's, first off, he's 37 years old. He's been throwing the ball great. It is June 11th. They still have, they're not even halfway through. So it's like, in order to keep this guy throwing the baseball in September, in August, and maybe even October, who knows, like, they have to use him appropriately, and then sort of, he can't get greedy. Like, Like, you would love to sit there and say, you know what, screw it. Let's throw him again tomorrow night, 4 days in a row. I don't care. We need this win. And that's great. And then 3 weeks from now, you wake up and he's on the IL like Justin Slayton, and you're screwed. You know, so it's like he's 37. He's an inning guy. That's it. And you just pick your spots. You get a good inning out of him, and you just sort of move on to the next guy. And I think some of these guys can be stretched out, but someone like that that's in a routine, that's 37, that's valuable, that throws 102, I just think they'd be careful with him. And I think that's the right thing.
Trevor Story with an absolute Lansdowne Street bomb last night. And you guys pointed out that he's 9 games into this month, hitting well over 300. Is that, you think things have turned around for him a little bit?
Well, hopefully. he's really streaky, right? Obviously. Like, he had a great 3 weeks and an awful 6 weeks. And now he's had a great 2 weeks. So it's, unfortunately for you, and he is really important to this team and has been since day one. Like, he's out in the field right now. He looks to his right. He sees Meyer. He sees Campbell. You know, he's got kids all over the place. There's a catcher behind the plate. There's a one-year guy, you know, rookie out in right field now. And Bregman's not there. So, like, he's the adult that can kind of keep, you know, the experience. And he's a right-handed bat. And you got some lefties in there. He needs to swing it. And when he's not, it looks bad. He strikes out. I get it. He hasn't played in 3 years. And it's, you don't want to put everything on him, you know, because I don't know if people love that idea. But he's really important. And when he is swinging it, he just changes the lineup. So hopefully, you know, it's like, I don't want him hitting 380 for 2 weeks and then 96 for like 4 or 5, right?
Yeah.
Like, and it's obviously, it's not, he's not on purpose, but it's, have that week where you just hit 250, you know what I mean? Hit one home run, driving a couple, like, just level this thing out a little bit, right? The highs and lows are getting a little bit crazy, but I'll ride that high.
On that note, so Roman Anthony, Marcelo Meyer, it seems like Alex Cora was indicating that those guys are going to sit when it comes to lefties. And you may end up with 3 lefties this weekend with the Yankees. Explain that to me. Because you bring them up and then you sit them for a weekend with the Yankees.
Yeah, a lot of it is timing. You know, I think Rev Schneider, who only faces lefties, had played like 3 times in 3 weeks. Because you just don't see many of them. You just so happen to be playing the Yankees here, who have 3 in their rotation. I don't know. We'll see. I think you might get a start for each of them. You know, maybe Duran sits 1 game. I don't know. But as long as you have Romy and you got Rev Schneider, like, that's their job. They're 2 of the best in the game as far as hitting left-handers go. Toro's a guy that has been swinging it. You know, I don't know if you take him out of the lineup. And you're trying to win each and every night. You know, I think, maybe at the deadline, you know, depending on where this team is, maybe there's a guy like Rev Schneider I think would be very valuable. You know, hopefully he stays here, but that might open the door to get some more at-bats for some of these guys. But until you're in this thing, or not eliminated, until you're trying to win each and every night, I don't think Marcelo and Roman give you your best chance over Romy Gonzalez or Rev Schneider. Not right now. And, you know, some of these, the lefties are different animals. Like, it really is. Like, the AAA pitching, Cora talked about it yesterday. I've been trying to talk about it. Nobody believes me until Cora says it. But it's a different animal. Like, the other day, Clevinger came in 97 with sink. He's never seen that. Because the lefty down in AAA is awful. If he was any good, he'd be up in the big leagues. Like, it's just the way it is. They rush kids up through the system. So it would be like, you know, drafting some corner in the NFL who's never played college football and say, go cover the best wide receiver. Like, it's just too hard. And they got to work their way into it. He's going to give them some at-bats like they've done with Casas, Abreu, Devers, all these lefties. And eventually, yeah, they're going to be everyday players and they're going to play against lefties. But right now, as rookies, it's just probably not going to happen too often at all.
Lou, watching Roman Anthony last night, first hit, 2 RBIs, yeah. I immediately texted the show group about you being perfect to talk about this, because your first at bat, you hit a 3-run home run, your local guy, you're kind of the baseball Wiggy. Aaron Boone precluded you from getting that championship. what is that like? What goes into the first at bat from the moment you find out you're going to the big club, to seeing the lineup with your name in it, to the time between then and getting into the batter's box? What is that process like, and what did it mean to you?
I'll tell you what, one of the things, too, I remember always thinking about was, like, when the game had started, how it was scary. You know, because first off, the emotion of telling your family these sort of things, like you're just, your buddies, everybody's calling, texting, and you're like, okay, I got to go play the game. And I remember during the anthem being like, you know what, I've told myself, I've told others, I've told people I can play in the big leagues. You know, coaches, managers, whatever, teammates, you name it. And then when you finally get up there and you're about to play in the game, you're like, oh, Jesus. Like, now I got to prove it. Like, now I got to actually do it. I've been saying I can, but now I've got to go out there and get a hit. Now I've got to go out there and play at this level. Now it's like, you'd either got to do it or just, so it was kind of like, oh boy, here we go, you know? And it's fun because I felt it too with the White Sox were in town because they have like four kids from Massachusetts. Marcelo, you see his parents, you see the emotion. And it's funny because it did bring me back. Like, it was emotional for me seeing the families react because I know I almost put myself there. It was almost like I was watching my own family react, my sisters and my mom and my dad. So it's always fun. You know, it's always fun seeing these families and living out these dreams, and whether it's, you know, amateur ball in college or high school and minor leagues, traveling to finally see your kid. It just kind of brought me back, you know, kind of with my family.
Very similar to my first show here at WEEI.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
Greg, what was your first dinner at Davio's like for you?
Emotional.
I don't think at the time. Were you building anything with you? I had no idea that the warm seafood tower even existed at that time.
Right.
I had no idea.
Lou, I need some help, though. Okay. You know, as an all-city catcher.
Oh, please. Do not. Please.
This back in the day.
We're not bringing the infield in with two outs.
No, no.
Thank you,
Lou. I need some help here. It has nothing to do with the infield.
Yes, it does.
No. There are two things I don't understand when I watch the game, and I need you to help explain to me.
Let me guess. Small ball.
No. First thing is, what the hell is a sweeper? And then the second thing is, the glove that the oven mitten that the guys wear, I thought, was to protect their hands from sliding, but Meyer wears his on his right hand. So please explain to me what a sweeper is and the oven mitts used for.
So a sweeper is where the guys used to throw like a slider, you know, and if you threw like kind of three quarters, you know, it's what they call now a sweeper. But the sweeper is basically about like inches, horizontal inches of movement. You know, like when I throw a pitch, if it moves like 12 inches to its left, if I'm a righty, you know, and across the plate, once it gets to a certain number of like 11, 12, 10, 12, 13, 18 inches, it's called the sweeper. Most sliders are like 6 inches. You know what I mean? Like they move right to left away from a right-handed hitter. If it goes to 11 or 12, it gets into a category called the sweeper.
Is it new, the sweeper, then, or was that there when you played?
Seven is
dominated
nuts,
the world, though.
Yeah, Sean. It's like a guy, like, I remember the guy that I used to face, like I don't know, Jeff Nelson with the Yankees. You know, he was like three quarters, and he would throw this thing. Everybody used to call it a slurve because it wasn't like a slider. It wasn't a curveball. It was like this big moving slider-type slow thing, and that's kind of what it is. You know, I mean, Tanner Houck has always thrown one. They just recently started calling it, so it is what it is. And the oven mitt, you said he puts it on his right hand. Well, he's a right-handed thrower. And I think a lot of the guys do it. They'll probably, I mean, I would. You know, I've never used one because I think they're stupid. You know, they use it for their right hand because if they dive in, maybe they break a finger, and that's their throwing hand. You know, unfortunately, you see guys, and I love seeing this personally, slide, and they beat the throw, but they slide past it, and the oven mitt doesn't allow them to hold on to the base, and they slide by it, and they're out. I'd love when that happens because I think oven mitts are stupid.
But I feel like 99% of the guys that wear the oven mitts, they put them on their left hand.
I don't know. Are they left-handed throwers?
Yeah, I don't know. I was just asking. Right. Yeah. Meyer was the only one I've seen with on his right hand.
Last one from me. Have you been able at Nesson to determine how many members of the Anthony family are named Anthony?
Isn't that great? We got Anthony, Anthony, and Anthony, and Anthony. Like, you know, and it's like, well, they call him Tony. I'm like, of course they do. I mean, you know. But no, I think it's great. It was great seeing them all there. You know, a bunch of paisans. I loved it.
It was great.
It was really good.
Anthony. That was fantastic. Tony. You know what? I was funny because I said that too. I wouldn't want my parents sitting right there, them coming to watch me for the first game. I'm like, go up to the grandstand. I'll wave to you, you know, that type of thing. But you're like, you're in my business. The manager's right there. Everyone's congratulating you. Maybe there's some language. Maybe there's some things said. There's my sister. There's my mom. Like, I don't know. But it was nice for them to be there.
But
great.
Your debut, everybody from Framingham was there, and some people from Natick, too.
Yeah, it was like Metro West party. Yeah, but they're up in those like seats underneath, right? The ones that, you know, that I don't know, you guys probably can't fit into. I can barely fit into.
Wiggy and I were saying off air, his family's giving Tommy Cutlets back when Tommy Cutlets' family was in the news all the time.
The Anthony family.
Yeah. Tommy Cutlets, I love it. No, it was great to see them there, but yeah, they were tight. They were close. Little John Henry seat piece.
All right, and a couple games coming up on the radio and Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network.
Absolutely. We got I got the rest of this homestand, the Yankees and everything on TV, and then Fleming and I'll be out in Seattle and San Fran. So we'll be back together out there for those series.
All right,
be good.
Lou. Well, yeah. I appreciate so much you taking the time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Good talks.
All right.
Thanks,
miss
Lou.
You guys.
All right. I miss you. There he is. The great Lou Merlone.
The best.
Got a few things answered.
Yes, you did. Yeah. The oven mitt, that was big.
The oven mitt, because everybody wears them nowadays, and I'm like.
And the sweeper.
And the sweeper.
The baseball people have mocked Wiggy mercilessly by the answer that he just gave about the infield in. He was already, I'm sure, quarreled.
Well, no, I'm an aggressive manager.
I love it.
That's the difference between.
You know, listen, that's
Lou
good.
Knew it right off the bat how dumb it was.
No, that's not dumb. I'm aggressive.
Yes.
Brooksy.
I know we got to get to trending, but. Is this developing Hunter Dobbins story going to be a big thing? Or?
Bizarre.
So I loved, we talked about it on the show. I love the story. I love the audio where he said basically said if the Yankees were the last team in Major League Baseball, he wouldn't take a deal from them. Rah, rah, go Sox. And then he went on to explain it. As being related to his father and being drafted by the Yankees, but it appears that he was he a little loose with the truth, or
I would say entirely fabricated.
Really,
is what Joel Sherman wrote in the New York Post.
Why would somebody do that? Maybe the father fabricated it for him.
Jackson's uncle?
Yeah, like.
Because I didn't realize when I could only read a little bit of it because it's behind a paywall. But I guess I didn't realize. I just thought he didn't like the Yankees, but I didn't realize it was tied to his dad maybe played for the Yankees.
Yeah right. And then they're saying there's like no record.
Right.
That
the opening paragraph from Joel Sherman, in explaining why he would never play for the Yankees, Hunter Dobbins was quoted as saying that his father was twice drafted by the team, signed after the second selection, and was traded to the Diamondbacks. But there appears no verification that any of that actually happened.
Wow. It's like false valor, the baseball version.
Right. Wouldn't you know that's easy to find, too? Like,
well, yeah.
Right. He wouldn't say that because it's so easy to find.
Maybe it's like a family legend story or something that he just doesn't know.
It's not his great-great-great-great-grandfather. Right. It's his dad.
Like,
he didn't play in the 1800s. Yeah. So did his dad ever play Major League Baseball? That we know of. Forget about the Yankees. Or
I don't know.
Because I feel like that would be easy to know. Like, maybe he played Major League Baseball and, you know, he got a call from the Yankees and then he made it seem like, was he a Major League player, his dad?
Well, I mean, so Gabby Starr, who's a writer for the Red Sox, also had a story about this saying that in his Texas Tech bio, it says his father, Lance, pitched for two seasons in the Diamondback organization. So had a bit of the story in that.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. That's weird. Very, very interesting. Weird. I don't think you'd go out of your way to say that. It's very verifiable.
Exactly.
weird story.
Like rain fog or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe. Long COVID?
Yeah, it could be long COVID.
Maybe his dad did tell him that. Like, I played for the Yankees, and this is how they treated me. And you know, he's like, oh, my dad played Major League Baseball. I'm never going to, you know, go out there and see if the story's true.
And if you're going to write the story in the Herald, you should probably Google it yourself, right?
Yeah.
You don't just take the guy's word for it.
All right. We are going to get to Hill Notes next. How many are about Leah Anthony?
Probably too many.
Okay. All right. We will get to Hill Notes coming up right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
another 500 followers on her account from the last time we talked.
She's climbing on up.
Yep. Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox win, beating the Rays 3-1 at Fenway. And the big news in front of his family, Roman Anthony got his first major league hit, driving in runners on second and third to give the Sox a 2-0 lead. Trevor Story hit a bomb to give the Sox 3. Lucas Giolito struck out 4 over his 6 innings. Last one with the Rays tonight. 7-10 first pitch. Walker Buehler taking the mound. Brooksy joining Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Join Christian Arcan for the MassMutual pregame show. That's at 6:10. Game 3 of the NBA Finals is tonight. Tip is at 8:30 in Indiana. The Pacers and Thunder are tied at 1 apiece. And the U.S. Open is set to tee off tomorrow at Oakmont, right outside of Pittsburgh. And Scottie Scheffler is the favorite to win at plus 270. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, delicious, and now on sale. Mangoes and Haas avocados at Shaw's and Star Market. Today, pick up fresh mangoes or Haas avocados for just 79 cents each when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 6 per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. We'll be right back with Hill Notes.
We are reminder that after the show tomorrow, we are heading to the Cape. And so we have a pregame tomorrow night at the Sea Dog in Yarmouth, and we'll see you there at 7, and then Friday at the Beachcomber in Wellfleet, our annual road show there. Sox game tonight, one more with the Rays, and then the Yankees come to town, and then eventually they will be playing that Arizona team, Sean.
In the Diamondsback organization.
Yes, the Diamonds. The Diamonds. When do they play the Diamondsback organization?
That's not nice.
So it's,
Courtney just wanted a Diamondback.
Hill Notes are next.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jones and Keefe coming up in about a half an hour, and you can talk Sox with them all day long.
Did you ever see John Denver in concert?
No, but I did spend a horrendous 3 days in West Virginia.
Mm.
Wow.
That's my wife's hometown.
Selena's hometown. Yeah. Yeah.
Awful.
But do you
awful.
Know the song?
Worst state in the union.
Wow.
Yeah. Julia played in a soccer tournament down there, and it was...
Yeah.
We stayed in the hotel. They still allowed smoking in the hotel, in the room.
Yeah. Very, very backwoods hillbilly.
My dad was... he got a scholarship at BC to do the training staff for the football team. Yes. And so they would go to West Virginia in Morgantown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To this day, he says it was the most disgusting place he's ever been in this
world. West Virginia is a different breed, man. The coal mine is down there.
That's correct.
Country Road?
Yeah.
Song was written basically about Springfield, Massachusetts in D.C.
Really?
Yes.
Well, thank you, Casey Kasem.
Oh, you're welcome.
How do you know that?
Because
you have to do a Casey Kasem, Greg.
I remember.
I'm Casey Kasem with American Top 40. And now, Jermaine Wiggins.
I remember.
Keep your feet on the floor and your ass in the hot tub.
I remember Mego talking about this because it's like maybe the person who wrote the song is from Massachusetts and they were traveling through Maryland. And that's where the idea of the country road came up from. Mm. And the person who wrote it might have been from Springfield, Massachusetts.
Very, very interesting. Yeah, thank you, Wiggs.
Just a little.
All right. We're on
Greg is not like anybody else with music info.
Yes, I'm very territorial about that.
Right.
Can we open the Window World of Boston weather window quick with a forecast for the road show, please? Curtis, take a look outside if you could.
Ooh, I should turn my mic on. Very nice. Yeah. I like. Wellfleet tomorrow is going to be spectacular. It's going to be 75 and sunny. Friday is going to be approaching 70, sunny, perfect, no rain. Great day for the show. Great day for the Rock and Raw event at Pearl, 2 o'clock in Wellfleet from the Greg Hill Foundation. Only about 20 tickets left. Buy them now before I buy them. And then right now in Boston, it's 72 degrees. This feels like one of the nicest days of the year, by the way.
Yeah.
It's going to be 80, perfect sunshine. Great day to go out there and shoot a 90 if you're shy.
Well, the nicest days of the summer are on Wednesdays when everybody is working. Right. And Saturday it's going to rain again for the 13th or 14th Saturday in a row, correct?
I've been looking forward to this weekend down the Cape, and it's going to suck.
I've never lived through something like this where it rains only on Saturdays. Only like it's nice during the week, and then the weekend blows.
It's awful. You know 4th of July is going to be a wash.
I hope not.
3rd will be great.
I hope not. All right, you can get a house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. Go to windowworldofboston.com. And Hill Notes are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Hey, Talina, God bless you. I don't know how you do it. Does that hammerhead ever shut up?
Oh. No, I don't.
That's okay.
Well, that's what happens when you come from an Italian family. Everybody talks a lot.
Right. Probably a lot of talking in the Anthony household, I would imagine.
And everybody's yelling and screaming to get their point across, over-talking each other.
Somebody says, hey, Anthony, and five different people turn around.
Right.
You go, what?
One of these is not like the other. 25-cent martinis, 50-cent beers, and 50-cent chicken wings.
Not quite the same thing.
Greg, they say never ask a question to which you don't know the answer. I'm there with you, my friend. Word recall, harder and harder.
Jackson here with another life jet. In light of recent discussions on dump outs, beebs, and the fact that it's a glorious Wednesday outside, ladies, I say we take back Whipmo Wednesdays. I know firsthand how uncomfortable a brassiere can be, as, like many other curious young lads out there, I tried on one of my mother's brassieres. Boy, was that uncomfortable. So, ladies, it's time to take back your equal rights. And when the feeling moves you, jump them out. Amen, brother.
I don't know if we have time for it, but apparently things are not so good between Jackson and Costco. There's been a falling out.
What?
So, yeah.
What happened?
Maybe if we have time before the end of the show, we'll get him to explain it. But he is really bothered by Costco, I guess, he told me.
Yeah, Curtis, Indianapolis is not a nothing town. I'm a big fan of yours, but that's just not cool. Indianapolis is a great city. You should try visiting there sometime. Food is fantastic. People are fantastic.
Yeah, I've been there once.
It is a pretty cool city, though.
Nothing to do. Yeah. I went for a jog. I did the whole city. Get back 20 minutes later. Was like, all right, I'm in the hotel.
Don't they have all those like little things connected to each buildings, or is that Minneapolis?
That's Minneapolis.
Yeah, it's cold.
They have a great steakhouse there. What's that place called?
St. Elmo's.
Yes. Great steakhouse. Yep, but that's about it.
I mean, Cincinnati's got great steakhouses. I wouldn't want to go there.
Did Courtney just say she and Wiggy like to learn? Lulenberg.
And I learned how to pronounce it properly.
You learn something new every day.
I like to read. I don't listen to books. I read them.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, you want to learn something new. Like just the way I educated you on the Country Road song.
Yes, exactly.
Did you finish your book on the Ocean Park Beach?
No, I'm hoping to finish it tomorrow.
Oh.
We're going to, I think if the weather is like Curtis says, Santo and I will be hitting the road after the show and heading to the Cape.
I misspoke earlier. The beach below the beach coma is Cahoon Hollow Beach, not Marconi Beach. That is down the way, Marconi Beach.
Okay.
So I appreciate everybody on the Cape who corrected me on that.
Coco, back in Greg's day, not only did he not have a computer or a laptop, he barely had an abacus. That's how old he is.
I did a lot of work on the blackboard. Chalkboard, whatever they would call it. And so it was a different time. I remember the first time I ever saw a computer. It was when I was in eighth grade, and it had a little, like a paper ticket that it would punch, and the information would be punched on the ticket. It was like an, I don't know, IBM thing. It took up a whole room or whatever, but that was, you know, that was the early 80s.
Yeah. The first round of the annual spelling bee is underway. Courtney, your word is amoeba.
Amoeba, okay. E-M-M-A-B-A. Amoeba.
Someone in Hill Notes mentioned yesterday that the New England serial killer was Jackson. I have my money on either Angry Principal Dave or Shime. Angry Principal Dave for obvious reasons. But with Shime, the murder started right around the time he started losing weight, which is also when he became angry. Then the last murder was in Milton, which is just a stone's throw from Granite Links, where he got embarrassed by Greg Hill. If we find a body near Chick-fil-A.
All right.
Well, he's turned it all around. He shot 90 the other day. A smooth 90.
Correct.
The other day.
Right. Darn right.
What could be more egregious? What could be more misleading?
Nothing. Honestly, there is nothing.
Bounce back.
Just the luck. If it wasn't for bad luck, Shime would have no luck at all. Just the times that we happen to see him play, he sucks.
Yeah. No, it's great. Just a smooth 90. Almost an 89, actually.
What could be more egregious? What could be more misleading?
All right, go ahead, Shime.
Yesterday's show, Greg and Curtis arguing over Karen Reed. I love it. Curtis is such a fraud. 34 Fairview poem. Ladies and gentlemen, here's what's true. The burden lies with none but you. They claim she struck and left him there, but facts reveal a different care. From 2 to 6, no body seen. The snow was clear, the lawn was clean. The plowman's path, the timeline set. No proof of guilt has surfaced yet. Inside the house at Fairview's gate, the basement's changes implicate. The dog removed, the story spun. What truly happened, what was done? Proctor's bias paints the case. His lies expose his fall from grace. Even as Judge Canoni sways, fair justice must not lose its way. With doubt so strong, the law is clear. You must acquit. No guilt lies here. Numbnuts!
Wow.
Full poem.
She sent that to Karen Reed.
That's impressive, though.
That was good.
To give his opinion about an actual event
in the form of a poem.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
How long did that take him to write that?
I bet it was quick.
With the tell me lies, tell me sweet little
lies. An entire school day?
No offense, but probably ChatGPT.
All right, I got a little debate for you, just something I've been thinking about. What sport do you think is the hardest to ref? The hardest to officiate? And also, you guys brought up Gerard Mayo for like a second today, or someone referenced him, but you guys should get him on and get an interview with him about last year. I feel like that'd be freaking awesome.
I would love that.
Hasn't been seen at all, really.
No, he's ghost.
Did somebody tell me he was coaching somewhere? I think they did.
Really?
But I don't know if that's confirmed or not.
Yeah, I don't think so. I
like in college or something.
I mean,
maybe Brockton.
Yeah,
is there a job?
No, I know the Brockton coach.
What sport's the hardest to officiate? I would say basketball because
it's football.
You got guys falling left and right every 5 seconds. You'd say it's football?
Yeah, you have to be in unison with an entire crew of referees, and there's like 22 guys on a field at one time. It's nuts.
Hands down, it's hockey. because you're on skates and you got to be able to skate and watch everything that's going on. There's contact there. You got to be able, like, it's just, there's so many moving parts. Football, you know, if you're the sideline judge, you have a specific thing that you're looking at and that's it.
Yeah.
You're the referee, the umpire, all that stuff. In basketball, kind of the same thing, follow. But in hockey, those guys are on skates. Just the other night in the game, Edmonton ended up basically giving up a goal because the guy ran into the official or skated into the official, which led to, I mean, it might have been Verhaeghe scoring. I can't remember one of them scoring. But, yeah, that's got to be. And I'm like, as I was thinking about it, is there a way to officiate in hockey but get the guy out of the way?
Yeah.
But no, I don't think you could do that.
No, you can't.
Oh, yeah, Wiggy. Nothing like coming home from school at age 13, turning on the Scrambled Spice Channel, every once in a while catching a nipple, and boom, you were in business.
That's it. 24B. I'll never forget those days.
So, Coco, you come home, you go in the bedroom, and Santo's on the bed making out with an AI robot, and you're okay with it? Give me a break.
I said that I don't think that it's cheating. It would give me the ick and probably end things.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
But if he were texting, like sexting while the two of you were watching one of your shows with an AI romantic partner, you would be bothered by that. You would lose your mind.
Correct, but I wouldn't classify it as cheating. I would classify it as you're a weirdo. Like, sorry.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Can we get a grown adult telling another grown adult to take a time out? Put on the ick bracket immediately, please. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Tom Homan needs to take a time out.
That'll do it today, Greg.
All right. Hill Notes, brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Do you want Jackson in here on his issue with Costco?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, one of the great relationships that would last forever.
Yeah, right.
Apparently has been shattered. Wow. So we'll get to that next.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jones and Keith coming up momentarily. Not only can you listen to them on the radio or on the stream at WEEI.com or on the Odyssey app, but you can watch them on YouTube or on Twitch. And on Twitch, we are brought to you by Springer's Jewelers. And Father's Day is just days away. Dad, I guarantee Dad would love the gift of time in the form of a beautiful timepiece. And you can say thanks to Dad. Go to Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Get the best deal on the most quality of a timepiece. And they listen to this show like you do. So make sure you tell them when you get there at Springer's in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Now, before we get out of here, Jackson is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
You told me this morning briefly, because I had a meeting with Courtney, which I used as an excuse not to talk to you.
Understood.
That you're upset with Costco.
Yeah, so...
which nobody would have guessed, because you have loved Costco.
I do love Costco. It's a wonderful place. Wonderful uh-huh. establishment, just uh-huh. if they were listening, you know.
Uh-huh.
So they've done two or three things in the last couple of months that are kind of irking. One is that you can't share your membership card with somebody else unless they're in your household.
Okay.
So that... That
I mean, it's kind of okay, fair.
But I mean, they're running a business, okay. So
it's a big business, though. They're doing okay.
Well, there's a reason they're doing okay.
And you still have to buy the food when you're in there, so it doesn't, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You can share Blockbuster cards.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that is an outrage. But then now they're adding a new VIP membership tier. So it's $65 normally for the year,
mm-hmm.
but the VIP thing is like $135.
Oh, wow.
But they're gonna make it so you can go in the store 2 hours before it opens,
whoa.
Which is awesome. But you can't double the price. I mean, I'm struggling to pay the $65.
Right.
If they want my business, then do a poor man's deal.
So how does that impact you if you're not?
That's the only perk, though.
Do you want to know one of the reasons why they're doing this?
There's cash back as well.
They're also doing it because of the high volume of people trying to get Pokemon cards from Costco.
Mm.
And so it separates people. The people that really want them will buy the membership and then still get the discounted Pokemon cards.
Is that really why it is?
I think that's one of the reasons,
So you get VIP access before everybody else?
Yes.
Wow.
And if you've ever been there on a weekend, you want that.
Yeah, I've been there on a weekend. Place is jammed.
It is crazy. I almost switched over to BJ's, but they don't have great food.
Places packed.
What about Sam's Club? Are they in play?
You know what? I don't think Sam's Club is around here,
yes,
but if they were, I would try it.
Yeah, there's one in Framingham.
Oh, I'm open to anything.
So VIP just gets you in 2 hours early and you get cash back. It's double the price.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, so then, but that doesn't affect you. You just get to keep doing your thing.
Right. Yeah, but now I want to go early. That'd be cool.
Going early is a benefit because now you can beat all those lines.
This is a real problem, I'm guessing. It sounds
so
like.
You can't share your card with people you're not related to, and if you don't want it, you have to spend $150 to go in 2 hours early.
Yes.
what a brutal business.
But if you go all the time, Jackson, this actually might make sense financially for you, because executive member benefits an annual 2% reward back up to $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so then it would pay for itself.
Right.
Especially if you're shopping for others, don't you get the bonuses like Ken and the Marriott points?
Well, that's a good point, Curtis. That is true.
Yeah.
But I try to shop there for myself, but I don't need the big, big stuff. But I get the hot dogs.
But
and
just
the pizza.
The stress
also,
alone.
Also, as an example of a company that allowed everybody to use the same card, you used Blockbuster. How are they doing currently? Yeah.
Okay, I get your point. Touché.
You get my point.
Well, okay, maybe today's comparison would be Netflix.
Yeah, right, and they're not allowing it. They're changing it.
Yeah, they make it difficult for you to use other people's passwords.
Right. All you would have to do is spend $542 a month there, and you would get your $130 back.
Ooh, okay. Maybe
there you go.
I might be convinced. Maybe if somebody from Costco is listening, I can get a trial plan.
Oh,
you know?
Now we know the segment.
But there's no what you said. He has to spend $532 a month.
Yeah,
that's a good amount of money.
That's a lot of money. Yeah,
that's a lot of mayo.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
But he goes a lot of hot dogs.
Doesn't matter though.
He's not. That's fine.
Next time I'm there, I'll see if I can get a pack of Pokemon cards for you.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, Jackson. Thanks, dude.
All right.
God bless.
Glad you got it out. We'll see if we can mend fences between Jackson and his.
I give him a lot of advertising.
Yes. Yes, you have.
They need it.
Yes. All right. We got to go. One more day in the studio this week, and that is tomorrow. So we'll talk to you at 6 tomorrow morning. Then we're off to the Cape for Roadshow number 5. Thank you for listening.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.